I'm Ruth Mead, and this is The Daily Thread, helping you find the thread of God's presence in your everyday life. There's an old hymn written in the 1800s by William R. Newell. It says, "Mercy there was great and grace was free. Pardon there was multiplied to me. There my burdened soul found liberty at Calvary." According to Lamentations, in the ESV version, chapter 3, verses 22 and 23, "The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness." The NIV says it this way, "Because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed, for his compassions never fail." In a little book that I have, it explains some of the Hebrew words. The word for mercy used in this verse is the Hebrew word rakum, which means to actively show compassion. God actively shows compassion toward us every morning. In the Gospel of Mark, the 6th chapter, the Bible talks about Jesus feeding the 5,000. Jesus was moved by compassion. That's because they were hungry and a long way from somewhere to get provisions. All that was available was a few fish and loaves. He had mercy, or active love, for them and performed a miracle. They were fed. Does Jesus care now? Yes. We read in Lamentations, "His mercies never fail. They never come to an end." John 3:16 and 17 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have life." For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him. In life, there's a choice to be made. We either choose to love God and do his will, or we love Satan and listen to him. John 10:10 tells us, "The thief, or Satan, comes to kill, steal, and destroy. I would rather be loved by my Heavenly Father, who is willing to lay down his Son for us." God is a merciful God, but he's also a just God. In Christ's mercy, he redeems us from our sin. He's already paid the price by dying on the cross, suffering pain, anguish, much degradation. He was the sacrifice for our sins, the sins of the whole world. John 1:12 says, "But to all who did receive him, to them who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of flesh, nor the will of man, but of God." Romans 14:10-12 says, "For we will all stand before the judgment seat of God. For it is written, as I live, says the Lord, every knee shall bow to me, and every tongue shall confess to God. So then, each of us will give an account of himself to God." This is a sobering thought, but God has given us a remedy. He paid the price for us. We can freely receive him and his forgiveness. Be cleansed, made white as snow. We can live our lives pleasing to him. Ask Jesus to forgive you for your sin. Tell him you're sorry you didn't listen to him before, that you want to please him, and thank him. God loves you. The Daily Thread is a podcast from Zephyr Hills Alliance Church. To learn more about the ministries of our church, Find us on Facebook or on our website, zaccma.org.